Joining us now, played with the Grizzlies. He is Mike Bibby, now head coach of Hillcrest Prep, and played in the Big Three this past year as well. Thanks for this, Mike. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic, man. Thanks for joining us. We're just kind of talking about how Vancouver's not the happiest that Memphis will be wearing the Vancouver threads this weekend. It seems a bit weird that they'll be wearing Vancouver colors. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's all the same. I mean, that's where it all started from. But, you know, everybody gets those tied up with Vancouver. So, I mean, it's sad that they had to leave Vancouver, but that's where it goes. I mean, when we were playing, I remember those, we had those were the ugliest uniforms. I hated wearing them. And now, you know, you come back 20 years later, and they're one of the highest things selling. So, I mean, it's just crazy how it turns.
Yeah, you make a great point. Back in the day, growing up in the city, not many people wore that jersey because it was kind of, the colors were kind of different, and, you know, you had some funky greens in there and everything, and now all of a sudden, Mitchell and Ness and the NBA can't stop selling them.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but I my favorite ones were the black ones. So, I mean, I love wearing the black ones. The greens, the teals wasn't, eh.
It's not your style. Not your style. Well, Mike, good to have you on the show. How do you look back at your time in Vancouver? I know, you know, it's been a while, but playing in this city, the city's changed quite a bit. But what do you remember from back in the day when you got drafted by the Vancouver Grizzlies?
It was a growing up time for me. You know, I just turned 20, being in a new country, having a newborn son. You know, it was kind of hard for me. And, you know, I brought a lot of family with me, you know, my brothers and cousins, everybody, you know, to try to, you know, keep, you know, a lifestyle like I used to have at home where a lot of people were around. I had family around, and it was hard losing. It was hard. It was cold. Going through customs every trip, you know, was exhausting. So, I mean, it was hard for us. You know, everybody just seen the games and stuff, but I can understand how nobody was really entertained because we weren't really winning. And, you know, I mean, that you could blame that on the team or the guys or however you want to blame it. But, you know, I get for not having that many people at the game and stuff like that. But that's how it goes. You want people to come to the game, you got to win.
Do you think that the perception or the feeling around playing in Canada has changed now? I mean, the Raptors have done a lot to change it themselves, I guess.
I don't know. Like I've been out the game for, you know, 6-7 years. So from going back to those games, I don't know. But like I said, it was different from when Vancouver and Toronto. But Toronto State, I think, had a lot to do with Vince Carter and T-Mac, you know, how exciting they were and they were winning games and stuff like that. It was just hard for us because a lot of our guys were, you know, our veterans were young guys. You know, Country Reeves was probably the oldest veteran we have, like as far as captain. You know, he's 23, 24 years old. Sharif, 21. So, I mean, it was just hard. It was hard, different place, I think. It was just, I think Vancouver got the short end of the stick. And, you know, you hate to say that, but it goes like that sometimes.
Yeah, and the city has grown since then. But back then, especially in the late 90s, early 2000s, it's a bit of a different time. You mentioned, you know, the other things that maybe we don't see as media or fans. But Chris Bosch has mentioned in the past as well, going through customs, extra stuff that you had to do when you came to Canada. Was that seriously that big of a deal? Because I think a lot of Canadians kind of roll their eyes when they hear that.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's tough because, I mean, they 82 games, you got to come in to customs, you know, when it's 2-3 in the morning, and you got to wait for the customs to get on the plane before you go. That catches up to you. And, I mean, Vancouver and Toronto are only two teams that had to do it every trip. And, I mean, it was tough. It was definitely tough.
How did you feel, like, what did you know about Canada when you got drafted by the Grizz?
I knew absolutely nothing. I didn't expect to get drafted, but I found out that they were going to take me probably like an hour before the draft started.
Right.
Brian Hill and Stu Jackson called me up to their office and, you know, told me, hey, we're going to take you. You know, and me being 20 years old, I didn't know if I wanted to be in another country playing basketball. As far as, I don't think I was ready for it or growing up enough for it. You know, I was a mama's boy, and, you know, it was scary for me to go out the country. I didn't know what to expect, and it was going to be different for me, so I didn't know.
Did you learn to love Vancouver in your 3 years here?
I liked it. I mean, it was, like I said, it was tough. It was something that I wasn't used to. You know, I grew up in Arizona my whole life, where our winters are 65 degrees, 70 degrees is our winter. And we just got rain the other day for the first time in months. So, I mean, it was different for me. It was definitely different for me.
Well, Mike, I think we got to get you back in Vancouver for a trip one day. It seems like this city's grown a lot. Let's get you back in one time.
I went there when I think the Clippers played maybe Toronto.
Okay,
years
yeah.
Back,
yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, a few years back.
That's the last time I was there.
Okay.
I came to the game with the NBA. So, I mean, I definitely miss it. It was a place, like I said, I was there for the 3 years. It was growing pains, but, I mean, I don't think I would have been at where I was today if I didn't start there.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by former Vancouver Grizzly Mike Bibby. Mike, the NBA today, the personalities, the way that the game is sold, completely different than even 15, 20 years ago. You mentioned you've been out of the game for the last 6, 7 years. How much have you seen the game even grow in that time with over the last half a decade?
I mean, it's a lot different than when I was playing. You know, when I was playing, it started, it was like the mid-range jumpers. Everybody could shoot a mid-range jumper. And, you know, guys will go for threes. I mean, I remember I was talking to somebody the other day that the most threes I've averaged in the season was 6. You know, you got guys shooting 25 threes a game now. And I mean, it's just crazy how the game has changed.
Yeah, you just looking at your basketball reference page now, as you were saying that, just over six in 2005, 2006. I mean, you'd be reamed out by your coaches these days if you were only to average 6 a game.
I mean, back then, that was a lot. I thought I was shooting a lot of threes. But, I mean, like I said, the game evolves and, you know, people evolve, and that's the way it goes. It changes.
You're coaching now. Is this something you see long-term for yourself?
Yes, definitely. I've always been like a teacher. I love teaching kids. You know, I love teaching pros. Whatever I could teach, I could teach. I just got the Hillcrest guys. We have a lot of, you know, 5-star, 4-star guys that are going to big-time colleges, and they still have a lot to learn. And I think I could get them with the knowledge that I have to get them to when they go to that next level, and even the level after that, they'll be ready for that. I've had a lot of kids that went to Division I that I've coached and said, "Hey, coach, we run the same things that we did in practice." And I tell them, I'm getting you ready for the next level. So that's my main thing.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by Mike Bibby. Mike, you also played in the Big Three last year. Are you coming back for another year, or what's the future
so.
When it comes to that?
I think so. I mean, it's a big time. What Ice Cube and Jeff have done, I think, is amazing. I mean, you have to see it to believe it. Like, the stadium's packed, fun times. You get to hang out with the guys again. I mean, it's a great thing that he's doing. It's amazing, actually. Maybe we could get in Vancouver this one of these times.
Hey, man, we're ready. I mean, I think people are still yearning for basketball to come back to Vancouver. I think it would be awesome.
I try to get to talk to Ice Cube and stuff. Maybe get something going on. I know we've had it in Toronto before.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can come back to Vancouver.
All right, if you need some help for us to sell them on it, then you got us here on Reach Deep, all right?
I got you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It's been great catching up.
All right, thanks for having me.
Sportsnet 650.